Hey, Colin here. We just launched our Patreon, so if you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/Colin Stucker. That's patreon.com/ColinStuckert. We will have exclusive updates coming. It will also give us more opportunities to invest more in the show and release more shows. Some other bonuses with the different tiers. Check it out over at patreon.com, and thank you for your support. Another way that you can support the show is you can head over to Wild Foods and use code AMPODCAST12 for 12% off your entire order of real food, superfood, supplements, and ingredients. These are products that I've been using myself in my daily life for years. I recommend checking out our fish oil and our collagen. And also make sure you check out the Cocotropic. It's one of my favorite products. Cocoa, mushrooms, delicious. Head over to wildfoods.co and use AMPODCAST12 for 12% off your entire order. What is up, Ancestral Minions? Colin here. Not been feeling great the past couple days. I probably caught a virus. And was I worried? No. Did I feel tired and lethargic a couple days? Yes. And guess what? That happens every single year. Maybe it's a rhinovirus, or maybe it's a C-word virus, which 50 to 100 of them a year are floating around in the ether, mutating, doing whatever they do. This is nature. Why would I be afraid of something that's been coexisting with humans for hundreds of thousands of years, and then primate evolution and really all animals for millions upon millions of years? In 2020, I should just be super afraid of it. What are the things you need to do for your health every single day? This is not very complicated. I can tell you a list of 5 to 7 things that you should do every single day, and the percentage of people that will actually do those things, minute, minuscule. So just keep that in mind. As I tell you this, ask yourself, what are these things you probably know you should be doing? It's not like I'm going to blow your mind with anything here, but I'm going to tell you things, remind you of things that you know you should be doing. Are you doing them or not? That's the question. Are you doing them or not? Oh, by the way, you like my new shirt? Fight the algos. So the first most important thing that I'm trying to do every single day, that we all need to do every single day, and that I wasn't doing as much until I moved outside the city, was getting outside, especially in direct sunlight. It gets hot here in Texas, so you might be sweating. You know, if I take a walk with my shirt off, I'm definitely sweating towards the end of it. But the difference between how you feel, how you sleep, how you can ward off viruses, and how you can improve immune function is night and day, pun intended. When you get outside, when you get vitamin D exposure, and then also if you're in nature and the birds are chirping, and you're walking in the grass, and you're doing things like that, that's good for you as well, right? This is the natural human environment. This is why, if you've watched any of my other videos on carnivore diet, this is why a carnivore diet works, because it is ancestrally appropriate. It is the foods that our ancestors evolved on, that they ate in the wild. It's why it works. If you ignore these other principles of ancestral health, then you're just kind of ball and chain, lead ball on your foot. Like, makes no sense. Getting outside every single day, maybe taking a 30-minute walk. I like to listen to an audiobook and I pull my son in the cart behind. That's great. He loves it. He just sits in the cart the whole time. He doesn't really complain. He's like talking to himself the way 2-year-olds do, saying randomness. I'm getting some exercise. I'm getting some vitamin D. I'm getting some reading done. I cannot think of a single health thing that you can do, a health habit that checks all those boxes. The closest thing would be maybe exercising outside, like intense exercise. That's good too. Getting outside, getting some movement going, some exercise, in whatever way that works for you. 10, 15, 30 minutes is ideal. I would probably say ideally at least 20 minutes, right? You want to get that vitamin D exposure by being in direct sunlight without sunglasses on, by the way, because you get a lot of vitamin D production through your eyes. 20, 30 minutes a day. This is a game changer. And if anybody is talking about being afraid of some virus or anything, this is not going to change. Does everybody think that 2021 is going to roll around and then we're just not going to have to worry about viruses? There's 50 to 100 of these things floating around a year. There could be crazy like new plagues and stuff that could happen that are going to actually make 2020 look like a like child's play. That's why all of this nonsense around masks and social distancing and all of it is just completely and utterly preposterous in 1,000 ways that I'm not going to go into today. But it is. It's ridiculous. And if you want to learn more about that, I'm spending most of my time on Instagram covering that. So follow me, Colin Stucker. I'll put it up here somewhere. The point is, though, if you don't already have a vitamin D outside walking habit and you want to build your immunity and you want to be healthy and you want to live a long time, then you need to do it right now. Like, literally start today. After you watch this video, go outside. I know it's hard. We feel like we always have to be doing something or watching something or thinking something or have something plugged in or have some purpose or have some goal or to-do list we're knocking off. Going outside for 20 minutes, moving, and getting vitamin D is a huge checkbox you should be marking off every single day. That's the first thing. The next thing I've been doing is I've been exercising a lot more. I have a gym here, but I mean, most of the time I'm using like the same couple dumbbells and my one barbell set and that's it. If you don't have a gym, you do have outside and you can get some dumbbells or you sandbags or find some logs or whatever and find some kind of basic routine that you can do on a consistent basis. I'm usually squatting, deadlifting, pressing, and chest pressing or bench pressing every single time I work out. And I'm doing more of a just trying to do the whole body type thing versus the traditional split of like back, biceps, legs, whatever. You know, I did that back in the day. And when I'm going to a gym, that's fine to kind of like isolate the certain muscle groups. I'm also playing racquetball, so I have my functional sports in there as well. And I'm getting a lot of high intensity exercise. So for my weightlifting, though, I'm trying to keep it very simple. Just getting in there, doing some squats, doing some deadlifts, doing some press, getting all the major pushing and pulling movements. And then just doing 5 sets of 5 or 3 of 10 or whatever. Some days going harder, some days going not as hard. Some days just almost like an active rest where I just do a few light sets, but I don't really push myself. This stuff is not complicated. You don't need a trainer or gym membership or crazy fancy equipment or anything like that. Literally, you can go outside and you could do 50 air squats, just 50 air squats. In fact, I know you can't see it, but the hips got to go below the top of the knee. Okay. Squat. In fact, just doing 2 of those, my legs feel sore because I'm training a lot. That could also be part of your daily routine. Maybe you go outside and you walk first or you walk after. You lift some weights, do some push-ups, sit-ups, planks, anything, whatever you have access to, go outside and do it. This is something I can't stand when it comes to fitness. You see so often this idea that you need to have a gym membership or you have to have all these certain things or you're going to start next month or whatever. It's such a joke. Like people even in lockdown, and when quarantine, we're talking about how they were gaining weight because they couldn't exercise. And I'm just like, what the hell are you talking about? What do you mean you can't exercise? I could, right here, I could do 100 burpees for time, right? As fast as I can. And it's going to be more intense than any what most people do at the gym. I could do 15 push-ups, 15 sit-ups, 15 burpees, and 15 air squats for time. I could do like 5 rounds of that. You don't need anything but your body. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. You can look into CrossFit and some basic WODs and things like that. But this stuff is very accessible. There's videos all over the internet. There's guides and articles and blogs and whatever. You can find how to do these things and you can get ideas for the very basic exercises, the pushing, the pulling. There's like 10 of them. That's all you really need, right? And you can do it on the floor. You can do it in your room. You can do it in your living room. You can do it in your freaking bathroom. I've done push-ups in my bathroom before. Like, just do it. Stop making some nonsensical excuse about you not being able to go to the gym. And that's why you're gaining weight. Like that is such a cop out. It's a blatant lie to yourself. It's a lie. And if you really care about your long-term health and longevity, you know that movement and exercise and resistance training are imperative to living a long time and also looking good and being lean and all those things. So that's the second thing. The third thing is I'm getting as much sleep as my body needs. In fact, when I had whatever I had where I was super tired for 2 days, and I had a headache one day. I just felt like doing nothing. I felt a little nauseous here and there. That night, I slept 16 hours. I went to bed at 9 p.m. and I slept till 9 a.m. It's actually the most I think I've ever slept in my life. But I was able to do that because I have a sleep routine. I have sound machines. I take ZMA, magnesium at night. I do all these different things around my sleep routine and I protect my sleep at all costs. I even installed a bar over my door in my room so that I could put sound blocking curtains over my door. So I close my door and I take the curtains and I cover the door to get a little bit more sound protection because we have wooden floors and it's multiple stories and, you know, kids running around everything. If I wouldn't have taken these precautions to protect my sleep, I probably wouldn't have been able to recoup the way I did the other night by sleeping 16 straight freaking hours. If you're foregoing sleep in any way, if you are watching TV at night, if you have bright lights everywhere and LEDs and you're just doing things that are not good for sleep hygiene, that should be a priority. Not just because you want to boost your immunity, but because you want to live a long time, because you want to be happy and feel good when you're out and about living your life. Sleep is one of those things that literally improves every aspect of your life because your waking hours are that much better. And then it detracts from everything in your waking life. If you don't get sleep, everything else, you're more tired, lethargic, you get headaches easy, things like that. Everything else in your waking hours is worse, right? You know the feeling when you absolutely need to go to sleep? There's almost nothing that could keep you up. And you're so glad to go to sleep. You're going to feel better. Recognize that and build your routine and make sleep a priority. Let's just recap what we went over today. Getting outside, walking, sunlight, vitamin D, maybe adding an exercise routine that includes dumbbells or air squats, push-ups, whatever, and then sleeping 8 hours or more a night, protecting your sleep routine and having a sleep hygiene strategy around that, which includes like orange bulbs and using F.Lux app, using Night Shift on your phone, not watching TV 2 hours before bed, reading something like a Kindle instead, using low lights, orange lights, etc., which I have a video on that you can find up here. These three things are some of the top three core aspects of your health and longevity. Now, the other one would be food, which is literally vying for the top spot. But of course, we go over that every day. So these are a couple of the non-food, non-diet related things that you need to get right. And especially if you're interested in carnivore diet or any diet in general, and you want to look good or feel good or whatever. If you just focus on your food and you ignore these other things, the results you get from your diet are going to be severely hampered. If you add these things in to a real food way of eating, maybe it's carnivore, maybe it's flexible carnivore, whatever it happens to be, your results are going to be faster and potentially orders of magnitude better than if you are stressed out and fatigued and whatever. This actually is a nutrition video at the same time of being a lifestyle video because these things are all interconnected. So that's going to be it for today's video. Again, you can find this podcast over at all your favorite podcast apps. Just search The Ancestral Mind. Subscribe there. Obviously, subscribe here if you haven't subscribed yet because I have a lot more videos on health and longevity and living an ancestrally appropriate way of life. Let me know what you think in the comments below about some of these or other tips or strategies that maybe I didn't mention that I'm not thinking about. And what are you going to do right now with your routine? Are you getting outside every day? Are you getting vitamin D? Are you getting 30 minutes of sun exposure? Are you exercising every single day, even if it's for 10 minutes, 5 minutes? Let me know. Hey, Colin here. Got a freebie for you. Click on the button below to go to theancestralmind.com and download the 7 principles of living wild. This is a short PDF that's got some of the main principles, such as real food, sleep, movement, and a couple more that are going to help you live more ancestrally in accordance with your genes.